This is the Mindful Musical Life Podcast. I'm Kevin Miske. Welcome to the first installment of a new series called Mindful Miniatures. These solo episodes will be interspersed around our normal interview programs and will center on a specific idea or technique. In addition to lots of valuable information, these will always include a short mindfulness exercise as well. I hope you enjoy the first episode on the non-judgmental environment. I have been privileged to share some deeply rewarding conversations with a wide variety of musicians on this podcast, but this week I'm going to do something a little bit different. In all of these conversations, I have noticed a few similarities, but one specific element stands out: the idea of cultivating a non-judgmental environment. The non-judgmental environment is a common priority in all approaches to mindfulness, including Mind Mindfulness for Musicians program. The goal is to foster an internal default setting of compassion and patience for when your mind wanders away from the object of focus during a formal meditation or in daily life. In this way, we can calmly respond to the realization of distraction rather than emotionally reacting, allowing us to more quickly and calmly let go of the offending distraction and get back to whatever it is we are focusing on in that moment. As always, developing a non-judgmental environment takes practice. But before we can truly live in an internal world without judgment, we first need to be aware of the kinds of reactions we experience moment to moment. If you are in a situation where you can safely follow me into a short mindfulness exercise, then I would invite you to find a comfortable position and take a few deep breaths. You can close your eyes if you are comfortable doing so, or just soften your gaze, resting it in the middle distance. A few more deep breaths. And after your next exhale, let your breathing return to normal, setting your awareness on the breath. Notice the sensations of the inhale, the exhale. Feeling the air come in and out of the nose or mouth. Perhaps noticing the gentle rise and fall of your chest or stomach as the air drifts in and out. When you notice you have become distracted, be curious about that specific moment. The exact moment you realize you are distracted is the most important moment of this practice. Observe your natural reaction to this realization. Did you notice any underlying judgment? Perhaps a subtle feeling of failure? Regardless of your observations, let this moment pass and return your focus to the breath. Continuing to redirect your focus back to the breath when you notice you have become distracted. Noticing sensations of the inhale, the exhale. The rise and fall of your chest or stomach. Still noticing the color of your reaction when you realize you've become distracted. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes if they were closed and return to the room you are in. This moment of realization is what can develop or weaken our non-judgmental environment every single time it happens. Ask yourself, what kind of reaction or response do you typically observe in this crucial moment? We can all use reminders about this, so if you feel your reactions could be more patient, congratulations. That realization is a huge win. You should look forward to developing this non-judgmental environment in your practice each and every time you experience it. Practicing the non-judgmental environment in our mindfulness practice is great. But as musicians, we have many opportunities throughout our day to develop this valuable skill beyond our formal practice. For example, every moment we spend in the practice room, we are working to become better at our craft. In order to do this, we must examine our musical product very closely, at a high level of detail, to discover what it is we need to practice in order to improve. I'm sure this statement sounds fairly obvious, but ask yourself this question. If we are working to develop a non-judgmental environment, especially around our musical lives, how do we keep improving as musicians? This is a really common question that I hear from a lot of people. So let's explore it for a second. First of all, let's define what judgment is within this context. If I am in a judgmental state while practicing, my reactions to mistakes are often placed on myself, such as, what is wrong with me? Why did I miss that note? This should be easy for me. Why am I so bad at fast scale passages? Sound familiar? This is what a judgmental environment looks like. Thoughts like these don't help us improve. Rather, they erode our own self-worth and confidence. Instead of reacting to mistakes with statements like these, we should instead think about how to let go of judgments and unemotionally observe our music with a sense of curiosity and patience. When in this kind of mental state, you might respond with thoughts like, oh, that was unexpected. I wonder what caused that missed note. Perhaps I'll try this passage a bit slower for now to make it easier. I could really use some more time developing my skills in fast scale passages. I'll make sure to plan that into my next practice session. When we remove the emotional attachment from our observations, it is much easier to deal with challenges in the practice room and in performance. Instead of feeling like a failure every single time we make a mistake, we see that as part of the reality of making music and can non-judgmentally decide how to proceed. We don't acknowledge that mistakes are okay, we simply have a different response and way to deal with them. To me, the non-judgmental environment is the most important part of any mindfulness practice and can provide immense benefit to us as musicians. I encourage you to work on your awareness in this area, asking yourself throughout your day if the thoughts in your head are helpful or not. And just like any skill that we are working to develop, have patience with yourself and trust that you are making progress. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed our first Mindful Miniature. You can keep up to date on all new episodes by following me on Instagram at Mindful Musical Life, or by visiting the website, mindfulmusicallife.com, where you can also get in contact with me directly to ask questions or suggest topics or guests for future episodes. I am also starting a new round of personalized mindfulness coaching, and if you would like more information about that, you can reach out via my website or Instagram to schedule a free consultation. Thank you again so much for listening, and see you next time.